Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's in. It's over. Fist bump from Jordan Spieth. He becomes the second player in the modern era to win three majors before the age of 24, joining Jack Nicklaus with that distinction. It is done. Jordan Spieth has won his third major championship. He's won the 146th Open.
That's the call from SiriusXM, a final round that everybody is talking about as our very own Jordan Spieth becomes the youngest American to win the Open. He went 5 under. In the last five holes, as some people were waiting for another collapse to happen on the final day of a major. Instead, he went birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie, and the incident on 13 that we'll never forget.
No, we'll never forget it. Now, you know, he played those final five, six holes pretty well all week. If you go back and look, he eagled 15 twice, including on the final round. He birdied 17 twice, including the final round. He birdied 14 twice, including the final round. So it's not as if he played those holes poorly and then just, you know, had this. He played those holes really, really well. Those last five holes all week really are what won him this tournament. And the ability for him to, and he did not have a great, he didn't have his best stuff yesterday. He did not start the round off well. He took a 3-stroke lead and brought back the pack and brought other guys into it. I mean, you know, there was a chance where that Lee guy who was in at a 63 from the earlier part of the day. I mean, he had an outside chance if both guys in the lead blew up to have something. He brought everyone back. He brought Kuchar back into it, and you know, Kuchar played okay. He didn't have a great round, but to be able to come from that 13th hole where he is, first of all, speed up your play, man. My goodness.
Yeah, dude. There was a point where I was yelling at the TV. Yeah. Like, enough is enough.
That is his
good.
There
gosh.
Is one thing that universally everyone doesn't like about him is that he is notoriously a slow. He's not Kevin Na slow, but there are a lot of times where he'll be ready to hit and he'll back off. He'll back off. It'll overanalyze everything. Come on. If I was playing behind this guy, I'd lose it.
That was crazy.
But there's no excuse.
What is the rule on time?
That's the thing, okay? You have to keep pace with the person in front of you. That's about it. There's not a hard, fast rule that they ever enforce. I mean, they can put you on the clock. And when they do that, then they keep track of your play, and then they can assess a penalty. To me, there should be something way before that. That hole took nearly 30 minutes to play.
Yes.
And that should never happen.
That was
a decision.
I would have been furious if I was, you know, Kuchar.
Matt Kuchar walks from one side of the fairway all the way across up to the top of the. It's like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, like, let's get going.
Jordan's directing traffic, cameramen, you know, going to the food trucks.
Yeah. And it's like, I get it. You know, you can't have things impede your shot. When you're 100 yards off the fairway, sorry.
Put it back.
You know, TaylorMade has their truck there. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not pulling up the big rig to move it out of the way. You know, you're the one that wanted to move it 100 yards back onto the driving range.
And think, it took him 30 minutes to find that ball, and then it took him 30 minutes to go 4 under over the next three holes.
It was remarkable. That putt that he had in that hole, first of all, the chip over the bunker.
How about the par three that he almost aced? By an inch.
Yes.
When he almost aced it. The uphill shot or the downhill slope that he had to hit on that chip where he stopped the ball as it was rolling, and it seemed like it was going to roll another 20 feet, and then it just stopped 6 feet away from the cup. And his putter, the 48-foot putt that went left and then right and then left, he was unbelievable after that shot. After that shot, he locked it down so well that I think you have to say that that was as good of a three or four whole run as Tiger Woods ever was capable of.
The most praise for Spieth that I saw from all the analysts and on social media is the mental toughness. Focusing and concentrating and not breaking when all those things were happening.
There's no doubt. His overall game is not like as good as, say,
Dustin. Rory. I just think he's the most consistent.
He's the 100% the most consistent golfer.
He's the most consistent. If Jordan plays, he can play at like an 8 more than the others. And if the others bring their, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, you're the golf guy. If the others turn it up, they have a higher ceiling to me, but Jordan's got the highest floor. And if those other guys aren't hitting their ceiling, then Jordan's going to win by default.
It really is true with Jordan. The ceiling is the floor. There is no ceiling. There is no floor.
Thanks, Mike.
He goes out there every day, and he plays to an 8 every day. Yep. Well, for the most part.
Yeah.
He plays to an 8. His 10, I mean, I can come up here and I can say, all right, you know what? Sergio's 10's better and Rory's 10's better. And when Phil was in his prime, his 10's way better.
Right.
And Dustin's 10 is better. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there who are there playing on their, and I mean on their game.
Like
if
Tiger
better.
Woods is on and Jordan Spieth is on,
Tiger Woods by 10.
Is going to crush him.
He crushes him.
Yeah.
But the difference is that while Jordan's always at an 8, Tiger was always at a 9.
Yeah,
you know, Tiger was just better in every aspect of the game. But Jordan's mental part of the game is very strong. To be able to win when you don't have your best, and he didn't have his best, is remarkable. This is not the back nine at Cherry Hills, you know, where they had Hogan and Palmer and Nicholas all battling it out. But this was a remarkable finish.
$1.8 million for Jordan. He was drinking out of the cup.
Jug. He said he had had wine out of that before from one of his buddies.
Okay.
I can't remember who won it before that he said he drank wine out of it with. But he had enjoyed that before, so he looked like he was familiar with that. I just wonder at what age he had that wine before.
Trying to start investigating.
Wow.
Just curious.
What are you doing?
Wow.
What are you doing? Different rules over there, drinking age?
Yes, there may be. You're the one that's been there. I mean, you've sampled the fair.
Yeah. You went to Germany not too long ago.
Yeah.
Well, that's not England.
Well, I was a little different country.
It's not England.
England, it's 18.
Okay.
It is 18 because I went on a school trip over there, and most of the students that went in high school were 18.
Yeah.
So they told the parents, listen, once your kid's over there, we're not going to tell them no if they're 18. And everyone, no. Yeah! Woo-hoo!
Yeah, get it. So congratulations to the local boy, Jordan Spieth, lighting up Reunion Tower this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look at it as you're driving in. Kyrie Irving doesn't want to play with LeBron James anymore. Oh. Brian Windhorst breaking this story that 2 weeks ago, Kyrie went to Dan Gilbert, the crazy Cavs owner, and said, I want out, that he no longer wants to be Robin. LeBron James, completely stunned by it and blindsided. I'm sure feelings are hurt. And Brian Windhorst expects Kyrie Irving, I don't know when, but Kyrie to be traded. Is he crazy or you respect where he's coming from, wanting to be the man?
It depends on why. There's thought that he's unhappy with LeBron's style of play. What don't you had the most shots on the team this year.
Yeah.
What part of his style of play do you not like?
That sounds crazy. I can see if he's tired of being held hostage by LeBron's decision-making. You know, Kyrie Irving signed a long-term contract. Like 2 weeks later, LeBron James signed up.
Uh-huh.
So Kyrie is sitting. He was also apparently ticked off that his name was put in talks for Paul George and Jimmy Butler. So that ticked him off. And he doesn't want to be left there rotting in Cleveland for two more seasons if and when LeBron decides to roll out to La La Land or somewhere else.
You know, look, I get that. I totally do. If you know LeBron's going to be gone next year and you want out of his shadow, stay. Try to win a title this year. You still have the best team in the East, without question.
Right.
Try to win the championship. Maybe you get to the finals and Steph Curry gets hurt. I mean, who knows? Try to win the title and then you're free and clear.
How can you trust your organization now? You know, to sit there, it's like Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, it's not just about the money. Kirk Cousins, I think he cares about winning. He looks at the Redskins and he's like, "You guys are poison.
You don't even know my name.
You guys are toxic. You're losers. That's what they are. I mean, they're losers in that front office. Besides the money that Dan Snyder makes, Bruce Allen, his little puppet. And Kyrie has to be like, yo, we don't have a, you know, we don't have a GM still, right?
Nope, no GM.
We haven't picked up anybody this offseason. Why would you ever want to marry yourself to Dan Gilbert besides the super max? But look, Kyrie, I don't want to hear you complaining and crying though in 3 years. I don't want to hear the tear. I don't want to see the tears when you are the main man and you don't have LeBron. I respect you wanting to be Batman. I respect that. But if it doesn't go as you plan, and it hasn't when you were the man, then I don't want to hear any crying.
No, nope.
Because you're playing with the greatest team player in the NBA.
You had the 6th most shots in the league. You had the most in your team. I don't understand what you don't like about his style of play. It helps you out. I don't think they're going to trade him. I wouldn't. You don't have to.
And how about the gall to give them a 4-team list when you don't have a no-trade clause?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you want out of town, I'm taking the best possible package I get. And if that means shipping your butt off to Phoenix, that's what it's going to be. Sorry.
What if the teams, by the way, that he requested, hey, if you're going to go in, might as well go all in.
Right.
San Antonio, New York, Miami, and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I heard a little Andrew Wiggins rumor. Remember, Andrew mm-hmm. Wiggins was supposed to be on the Cavaliers before the Kevin Love deal. So I wonder if you're Cleveland, if you traded Kyrie for Wiggins and change, that could work out okay for you.
That could work out okay. San Antonio, I don't think, has the parts they would be willing to part with. The Knicks aren't going to give up Porzingis.
Look, I'm scared to speculate after what happened between the Thunder and the Pacers. I'm scared to speculate about trade material after that happened.
I agree.
Well, just pick a team that hasn't been mentioned, Sean, and then you can speculate.
Yeah, right. So that's the very latest on that. Michael Rappaport, who goes on these hilarious rants, friend of the Ben and Skin show, went off on LeBron. LeBron, when the Kyrie news broke.
Good for you, Kyrie. Good for you. You deserve to play in a city where you could get a decent bowl of sushi on a Tuesday night. And LeBron, you f***ed up. You won the championship and you said, Cleveland, this is for you. But you should have been saying, Kyrie, this is for you. He f***ing carried you last season, you f*** you. And now you got nothing, LeBron. You're going to be scratching your bull f***ing head next season, trying to figure out how you wound up with Ty Lue as a coach and Jose Calderon as your backup point guard. Boom, 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 boom. Hit the rolling star with the rolly on. F*** you.
He sounds more like De Niro every day.
Yo, this thing is falling apart around LeBron.
It totally is.
He's got to be gone after next year.
It's all his doing. He wouldn't opt in, so they didn't make any trades for Butler or Paul George. So he can't complain about that.
Boom, 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 boom.
And now this. It's all his doing.
He shouldn't have opted in, though. He shouldn't have opted in. Like, don't stay there. Don't marry Dan Gilbert either if you're James. See what they do around you. But you got to understand, that's why people aren't running there. That's why people aren't rolling there, because everyone believes that you're leaving.
Yeah, just lie. How hard is it to lie?
Right? Or that you screw over these other guys that you have signed long-term deals.
But you're LeBron. I mean, you don't care about that. You're LeBron James. They'll deal with it.
So now 12-plus teams have called. I mean, Adrian Wojnarowski said that the Cavaliers' phones just detonated.
I bet.
As soon as this news came out.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, everyone's calling. Hey, we'll give you this. Hey, we'll give you that. Hey, we'll give you the rights to Nerlens Noel.
Speaking of the NBA, the rights to Nerlens Noel.
Tottenham Singh rights. Who wants them?
What do we have? What do we have in terms of that compensation? Next 2 first-round picks? Does that get you hung up on? It does, ooh, right?
Well, you know what doesn't get you hung up on? The Celtics saying, we'll give you the Nets pick.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't get you hung up on.
No. I mean, the Mavs.
The Mavs with their 9th through 16th pick, yeah, I get you hung up on.
Yeah, let's ask Fish what they have to give up for Kyrie Irving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.